is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, one more again, we have a man in the elderly category who ended up deciding that today was definitely the day for him. Now, this article was published on the 25th of April. Staten Island man, 71, allegedly stabbed wife to death during a fight. One more again, gentlemen. The age of female fuckery and female disrespect has no limits. Therefore, the age of the man who puts on the mask also has no limit. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Ming Chen, 71, allegedly stabbed Zhao Qiong Jing in the torso during a domestic dispute in their home on Blythe Place in Richmond at around 10:15 p.m., according to the NYPD. The couple's 41-year-old son was stabbed in the leg trying to break up the fight, according to law enforcement sources. Damn! Old man Ginzu got to work! Chen was also stabbed in the body during the incident, but that wound may have been self-inflicted. Sources said, based on preliminary information on the investigation. The three family members were taken to the hospital where the wife died. Chen and the son were listed in stable condition. Chen was arrested and charged with termination, assault, menacing, and criminal possession of a weapon. Now, that one kind of escapes me. A knife is considered a weapon? Whatever. It was unclear what prompted the incident. The medical examiner will determine the cause of death, sources said. The investigation remained ongoing. Well. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate, it does not matter how old a man is. When he finally finds himself in a position to where his wife or girlfriend has become the bane of that man's existence and he finally crosses that line, hey, all bets at that point are seriously going to be off. What more can I say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. So I'm gonna give that one a 15. Psychological impact. I gotta go ahead and give this one a 15 as well. Because not only did the son see what happened, he actually got injured in the process. So, yep, I got to give that one a 15 for the psychological impact. And for the brutality factor, I have to give this one a straight up 20. Because not only did he stab the wife, he stabbed the son and himself. Hey, talk about utter and sheer brutality. So, Ming the Merciless Chan gets a score of 60. Once again, gentlemen, it truly does not matter how old a man is. When he finally snaps, guess what? It is what it is. I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying this. This has been one crazy year. More and more men are snapping the fuck out. What do we have to thank for that? Well, obviously, the environment that has been producing the crazy women that men find themselves in relationships with. Now, obviously, we have a Chinese couple. Yes, ladies, every man across the board has the ability to finally get fed up with you. Doesn't matter if that man is Indian, Chinese, Hispanic, it does not matter. So yes, I have way more articles than I know what to do with. But that's just going to show you, men around the world, especially in 2023, have said enough. And they're going with lethal abandon. Hey, I'm just the guy that's reporting on it. So don't blame the messenger. Now, do I condone HMT? No. Do I condemn HMT? No. Why? Because it just is what it is. That's life. Everything that has a beginning has an end. Oh, well. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. What do you speculate was the cause behind this man putting on the mask? I'm interested to know. Leave that in the comment section. And women around the world, here we are in a situation to where more and more men are finally snapping the fuck out. So, I always say this with every HMT episode. You need to understand this, ladies. You need to understand this and understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have in Western society, no, scratch that, in society around the world, that power is definitely going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to restrain themselves, especially in 2023 and beyond, that has gone out right along with it. Because, once again, ladies, once you have pushed a man beyond his limits, once you have become the undisputed bane of that man's existence, that man has a choice to make. And some men are making that choice. And what is that choice? I'm going to put myself in the cage at bare minimum, but I'm going to put you in the box and make sure you never come back. Some guys might decide, you know what? Self-termination is the way to go, but I'm going to bring a friend. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.